We're happy to tell you about Cleo on Cleo. That's the new work by Cleo Parker Robinson Dance. It's in performance this weekend and at the Dance Theater at the historic Shorter Building, and next weekend at the Lakewood Cultural Center. On the line with us, Cleo Parker Robinson. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning. It's great to be online, but I wish I was there. I always have a great time when I'm in the studio with you all. And that last piece, it was wonderful. I was already dancing this morning.
We know you never stop dancing. You were in rehearsal last night until late. I imagine when you're putting together a new show, there are lots of cues. You have to work with the music, and you have to work with each other on that big old stage.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we have two premieres, and it's so funny. We were hosting the Dance Theater of Harlem yesterday for class, and there they were rehearsing their performance tonight, and we're rehearsing ours for tomorrow night, and it just was more energy than you can imagine.
The Dance Theater of Harlem and you cross are always crossing the planet, crossing the country, dancing, but you got to feel like this is a good time for dance in the United States and around the world.
It really is, and, you know, people are understanding that it's really a natural part of our culture, that we celebrate each other through the music and the diversity of music and dance, and it's wonderful. There's a lot of men dancing, too, and I love that. A lot of changes since we started in 1970, you know.
Hey, Cleo, it's Carlos.
Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. You're a lot of men dancing, huh? Tell us a little bit about Cleo on Cleo and the voices of yesterday and tomorrow. What's special about this program?
Well, you know, we're in our 43rd year, but only our fourth year of this annual concert of Cleo on Cleo. Mm-hmm. And it really is showcasing all of our performing elements of the company, our company and Cleo 2, which is our second company. And then we have a training group that trains every day, and we have a youth ensemble that comes out of that. So bringing those four elements together with our rehearsal directors who love to choreograph. So I will have Winifred Harris, who has come home after, you know, 20 years of having her own company in L.A. She's come home to be the rehearsal director and our artistic director. Assistant Artistic Director, but she's choreographing a piece which is really magnificent called When Wet Came to Paper. And I think that's so wonderful because she celebrates two of the members of our company that dance with us, Curtis Frazier and Lenny Williams. So that full circle of, you know, dancers who are with us maybe 30, 40 years ago with the new dancers.
Right, that's
really wonderful.
So that's one of the voices of yesterday.
Yes.
I see. And then, of course, the as you said, the youth group, and tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And they're dancing many of the pieces that we danced then. And it's so funny, they don't train in the same way. When we trained earlier, we were so raw, but we were so, you know, I think there was this fire. And so kind of instilling this fire that we had is really, really exciting. So I'm giving them to my father's house, a piece that we did in those early days, and I'll be dancing myself, doing Motherless Child with Art Jones and LaTanya Hutchins from the Spirituals Project. And that I'd never done. I choreographed a solo on Lenny Williams, and I think Daryl Walker came back home and said, Cleo, you know, I think it would be wonderful with a male and female voice, and you need maybe a female dancer. And I was thinking, I mean, I've never done that with a female dancer. I've only done it with male dancers. And he said, I'm looking at a female dancer now, looking at me. I said, so I said, then, I guess, you know, it's in tribute to our mothers. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, and my mother passed a number of years ago. So I'm honored to dance that. But my premiere really is about Nelson Mandela.
Oh, a new piece.
Yes. Our two new works are When Wet Came to Paper with Winifred, honoring our former dancers, and then mine honoring Nelson Mandela, Madiba's River. And that is that's being created as we speak this morning. We're still working on it because it's the more I got into it, they told me last night it was just going to be a duet. I knew I would have Nelson Mandela in it, and, of course, Winnie Mandela. And then just 10 minutes. Well, it's now a little longer, and it has more dancers than I can imagine, and it's just very exciting what's coming out of me.
There's a little bit of jazz, a little bit of improvisation in the dance that you do.
Oh, yeah, yes. Actually, we use Coltrane in it. I mean, you know, indeed, the Coltrane came on through in Art Blakey in the middle of South Africa in my spirit, you know?
Mm. Mm. You mentioned the Spiritualist Project, LaTanya Hutchins, who I've heard sing many times. You dancing, this is pretty special. It's called Cleo on Cleo. It's Cleo Parker Robinson Dance in its fourth year of this new annual show. And the show is Saturday and Sunday at the Dance Theater right there at the historic Shorter Building on Five Points, Park Avenue, 20th and Washington. And then next weekend at the Lakewood Cultural Center. Chill bumps, Cleo, talking about you singing A Motherless Child and new works on Mandela and the youth doing the classics. Chill bumps. I'm excited.
Hey. Chicken skin, yeah.
All right, chicken skin. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for getting up early this morning, and maybe you get in a little bit of rest before Dance Theater of Harlem tonight and your show tomorrow.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you. It's going to be quite a weekend.
Hey, Cleo, this next tune's for you and your entire company. I'm going to send it out to you. It's called The Way You Look Tonight. It's Maceo Parker with Funky Freddie Wesley on trombone and Pee Wee Ellis. It's a real hip version of this piece, and good luck on the show.
Thank you, Carlos. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Be well.